Wiley Publishing, in association with Imagine That Studios and Binary Studios, presents.
Do a podcast?
Do you want to do a podcast, Serena?
Okay.
Okay.
Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast. Going above and beyond, Podcasting for Dummies, with your hosts, T. Morris and Chuck Tomasi.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast. This is episode 10. I am Chuck Tomasi. Joining me is my co-author, T. Morris. How are you today, T?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Nice start to the year. You know, remember the Chinese proverb, may you live in interesting times. They don't get more interesting than this.
That's an actual Chinese proverb.
That is an actual Chinese proverb, but some people have argued, is it a proverb? Is it a blessing or is it a curse?
Or is it a prophecy?
Exactly. So Chuck, what are we talking about today?
We are talking about things you should consider before you hit that record button. We've got your hardware. We've got your software. We've got a lot of things to think about. But I've had this conversation with more than one coworker in the last couple of months. Seems like it's almost a weekly occurrence now. Somebody says, I'm thinking of starting a podcast. Like, this is actually a good place to start your thought process before you go buy that hardware and whatnot. But we needed to make the front of the book interesting and exciting.
Yeah, exactly.
First thing
I tell anybody when they say, I'm thinking about starting a podcast, I say, you need to rephrase that, Sparky. You got to say, I'm thinking about podcasting.
Yes.
Podcasting. Because there's no such thing as starting a podcast.
Well,
there's such thing.
The verb in there is starting, which implies you plan on ending.
Yeah, exactly. And podcast, which insinuates, I'm just going to do one. Oh, sweet please. Summer child. Sit down and let Chuck and I tell you the stories of high adventure.
So the first thing that I always ask him is, what is it you're out? Who is your audience? What do you want to talk about? What is your topic? You've really got to find... Your topic for your podcast has to be the center of your focus. When we were starting in 2005, it felt like all the technical topics were already taken. Oh, how wrong we were. but there was no point in little old Craig Stepp and Chuck Tomasi from nowhere to be talking about the Google and the Apple and the Microsoft news of the day or of the week, right? Because that was already being handled by bigger names like CNET. And I went, okay, we're not going to be able to. So we said, what else can we talk about that's in that nerdy, geeky vein, like we're just talking to friends around the table? You know, oh, I heard a story about this. Or, oh, yeah, I read an article on that. Let's talk about those types of things. So we built a podcast around that. And same planning thing went in for when I started a work podcast last summer was, what is the topic? Who is the audience? And what do they want to hear? And, you know, you may not get it right the first time. In fact, my first podcast actually turned into two. I said, there's two distinct personalities in your two different audiences, two different topic sets that really need to be unleashed as their own podcast. And you can change and trade, just let your listener know. But identify what your initial target is. When we started Breakpoint for ServiceNow, I said, we're talking to developers, admins, and low-code developers. So we've got a range of people who are building applications. We're going to tell them about new products from the product managers. We're going to talk about customers, about how they've built things on our platform. We're going to be talking to and lined up what these topics were, and then your content will naturally flow out of that, because my boss wanted a few months worth of shows lined up. What are you talking about here? How does it line up? Because technically I'm in marketing, so I have to play by somebody else's rules. We're launching in the fall. We've got these products that are being enhanced. We've got these products that are being introduced. And are your podcasts and discussions aligned with that? So when we're on the week about integrations, are you talking about integrations on Breakpoint? Are you doing an integration in the blog? Are you doing that sort of thing? And it sort of makes sense from an overall perspective, because that podcast is part of the developer program and there are other assets to be cognizant of. It wouldn't make sense for me to be talking about A while everybody else is talking about B. So find the topic, content will flow out of that. And what do you have to add to that initial part about topic discussion?
Yeah, the the big question is when you want to start a podcast, more of the point, when you want to start your first podcast, the question is, what am I bringing to the table? And that's what you, that's the next question you ask after you decide, okay, well, what's the show? What are we actually going to be talking about? What is the meat and potatoes? You know, and one of the things that I tell people is, if you want to do a show about, in Chuck's case, Star Trek, in my case, Destiny.
Oh, because there aren't any other Star Trek or Destiny podcasts.
Exactly. And to give you an idea, and this is why I say, there's no such thing as one podcast. Chuck and I started both of these podcasts because we didn't have enough work on our table, because we were working on the third edition of Podcasting for Dummies when we started these two podcasts.
Well, we got to stop updating the book because I launched another podcast during the fourth edition. What's wrong with
us? And both of our wives thought we were nuts. They were like, and because the third edition, just as a quick little behind the scenes look, chat, the third edition was not a third edition. That was a rewrite ground zero up. To give you an idea, we did the first edition in 2005. Then the second edition came out in 2007. Then Podcasting for Dummies came out in 2015.
No, third edition?
No, 2017.
And 2020.
Nearly 10 years. Yes.
Yeah.
10 years between the second and third edition. Fourth edition was 2020. So we went 2 years for the first and second edition, about 2-3 years for the third, fourth edition. But there was 10 years between two and three. Let me tell you something. A lot had changed for podcasting.
But some things like this topic didn't change a whole lot.
No,
you still need to identify.
This was one of the easiest chapters we had ever touched, because it was like, well, a lot of this hadn't changed.
It did involve technology.
It did involve technology. Now, we're not going to talk about this technology stuff. But that's the thing, is that when you are trying to center in on the topic, people will sometimes bend over backwards to try to come up with something original, something very niche. And I think that can sometimes work for you, but it can also work against you. So let me talk about what happens when you say, I'm going to make a Destiny podcast, or I'm going to make a Star Trek podcast. What's the unique angle? It's our perspectives. In the Destiny podcast that I run with Nick Kelly and Brandon Kelly, Happy Hour from the Tower, we're three guys that love Destiny, but we are not like three esports players that are wicked good at the game. We're not the players that will sit behind the game and grind it out within a week. All the new content gone. We've got it all. Here are the strats. We're not those guys. We're the guys who go in, have a great time with the game. We may go on a raid. We may try out trials. We may do one of the special events that they're doing. But we are not the Dr. Lupos or the Glads or the Big Marvinskis or any of the real high end players that you see in Destiny. We are just three knuckleheads that really enjoy the game. And if we're lucky, and we have been very lucky, we'll get other people to talk about the game on our show. And those people include higher end players, other streamers. On occasion, we've gotten voice talent come in and talk on the show. And that has been a blast when we get their perspective on the audience and on what they're doing and on their characters. And with Chuck, it's the same thing. It's Chuck Tomasi and Cliff Alvord, right?
Clinton Alvord and Craig Stepp.
Craig Stepp. Yeah. And Craig Stepp. And so it's the three of you guys, and the topic is Trek. So what is the unique perspective of yet one? Thank you. Of yet one more Star Trek podcast.
We took experience, which is always a helpful inspiration about how we put together a show. Especially with three people across the country, but we also wanted to give it our own spin. And to be honest, I don't listen to too many other Star Trek podcasts because I don't want to be, I take the Michael Butler approach. I don't want to be influenced by anyone else, so that we do have a truly unique property. We start out with a number of news stories, and trust me, there are hundreds hundreds. I always am amazed at the count of articles that Clinton comes up with for this. We'll go through maybe two, possibly three stories each in the news segment of our show. And then he'll say, and in case you are wondering, there are 106 other stories we didn't have time to talk about. Now, granted, we do this every other week, so we've got two weeks worth of content. Right. 106 stories across 14 days. You can do the math, but that's a lot of Star Trek news to keep up with.
A lot of Star Trek news.
And you might have missed them because there's some really obscure ones, including from Vulcan, Alberta, Canada is like a weekly thing. So they've changed their streetlights. They've got a pool going up. We're very well aware of what's happening in Vulcan, Alberta, Canada. Then we would take it into the episode reviews, what we've recently seen. If there's nothing on the air at the time, we'll go back and do a movie review. So fortunately, there's a backlog of content that we can always pull up. And then we throw in some additional segments like Warp Speed Roundtable, we call it, where we get the opinion of, if you could, I'm trying to think of what our Warp Speed Roundtable questions have been lately, but another one is Shuttle Pod or Airlock. We take a character, like, let's talk about, you know, Ensign
so-and-so. I see where they're going with this.
Ensign so-and-so, you know, he did this this, but he really dropped the ball on this, this, and this, you know, and Barkley. Should we give him a shuttle pod or an airlock? And we'll talk about his positive.
Hey, it's Barkley. You shuttle pod Barkley. Barkley is a national treasure. Dwight Schultz for the win. That's what I say. So there you go.
You know, so we have some fun with it. And the three of us, you know, we're I wouldn't call us deep Star Trek experts. We have a few deep references, usually on shows we watched in the last week. But you know, there's a lot of fun in there, too. And we get called out on some of it sometimes, and it starts some lively discussions with our listeners as well. So it really is all about finding your own way of expressing that topic, even if you feel like it's been run over 100 times by other podcasters. You can still put your own spin on it and make it your own and get your own loyal listeners to that.
So that is one of the things that you should, when it comes to finding your own voice, is standing behind your own voice. You hear people say all the time, I can't stand the sound of my own voice. You got to get over that in podcasting.
Yeah.
You got to get over how you sound that, because the majority of podcasts are all audio. And yes, you have to listen to it before you put it out there. That is just a given. Now, what about though finding that niche? Now, you can go really deep and find some wacky, particularly for writers, you can find some wacky niche podcasts. But I remember in the early days of podcasting, when writers started really getting into podcasting, it was either I'm going to podcast short stories, or I'm going to, in my case, podcast a novel, or I'm going to talk about the writing craft. And those podcasts were a dime a dozen. Writing craft, you know, how to write romance, how to write science fiction, how to world build, how to do all these. And I was trying to find my unique niche. And at the time, everybody was doing stuff on the craft, and I came in with a survival guide to writing fantasy. And the survival guide to writing fantasy was how to survive as a writer. And it was a business podcast. I went into self-promotion. I went into how to talk about your book without being that guy who always talks about their book. I talked about something as simple as putting together a business card, because at that time I'd seen so many terrible business cards, so many terrible business cards. Some of them I've made, but at the same time I was like, wait a minute. I mean, and while I was working with these business cards, I'm like, this is a mistake I made and I learned from it. Mm-hmm. Case in point. And it was something that I said that it completely blew minds of people that were listening. I basically said, if you're going to make yourself a business card, don't put your book cover on. And I got like, what do you mean you don't put the book? I'm like, if you hand me a business card with your book cover on it, okay, that's great. You've promoted your book. But what if I meet you 2 years later
and you hand me a card, and it's the same book cover. And that person just kind of stared at me, and I'm like, exactly. It's been 3 years, and you're still peddling the same damn book.
Right.
That's a problem.
It's all about the book and not about you.
Exactly. And that was even something that came to mind when I published the very first Podcasting for Dummies. But the main reason I actually had two cards at one time as an author, and I said to people, I said, don't have a different business card for every one of your books. That's going to get ridiculous. But have one for you. But if you've got one that's a brand, you might want to consider having then the book cover on there, because it was different to be able to say, hey, I'm T. Morris author, versus card B, where I'd pull out the one that had Podcasting for Dummies on it, and I said, I'm T. Morris, and I'm a consultant.
Yeah.
And when you see Podcasting for Dummies, they're like, oh, okay. But talking about the business aspect of writing and talking about good business, bad business, no one had ever done that before. Of course, you go on now, everybody's doing it now. But the thing is that was a niche, because at that time, there were, and it was great actually having not just self-published authors, but New York Times bestsellers all coming on to my podcast talking about, yeah, there's that group of authors who think promoting the book is someone else's business. Let me tell you something. Stephen King still promotes his books, and here's how he does it. And, you know, and you get that perspective on it. So when it comes to finding your own voice, there's also an edge of confidence that you have to bring there.
Yeah.
But don't break your back trying to find that one special niche. It's okay to make yet another podcast on, say, open source software. Freud did it. He's having a fantastic time doing it. You are having a fantastic time, right, Freud? I'm talking to you now, Freud.
I am having a fantastic time doing it.
But I mean, there are people that find... they find their voice by he just responded with yes. But it's not just finding or doing yet another podcast on a video game or on open source or on fair enough. Freud just called me out, and it was civic tech. Shows how many times you've listened. Now I don't know where to go from that.
So, okay, then let's pivot. I'm going to take that opportunity, and we're going to pivot. This is a great discussion that a lot of podcasters have, and it's outline versus script. And how do you corral all of those ideas that you've got for your podcast into something that will come across as a presentation?
So that's a good one, because I think it really does depend on the podcast itself.
Yes, it does.
It really does depend.
I think we said that in the book too. It depends. So give me an example of something that works well for a scripted podcast.
So I would say if you are doing a business podcast, then yes, you are, you should have it scripted. It should sound it, because like, and when I did the Survival Guide to Writing Fantasy, if I didn't script it, I had a very detailed outline. And I remember that my voice was very even. I remember that this was the way I presented myself, and I would talk in this very almost subdued. I know, weird coming from me, but subdued tone. And I would talk as if I was teaching a class.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Then we have Happy Hour from the Tower. And it's a lot like this. It's a lot like what you're seeing with me and Chuck. We're riffing off of each other. There might be an outline. There is no script. We are live without a net, and we're chit-chatting away, and we're having a great time doing it.
So let me,
that's Happy
let me,
Hour.
Did I hear that right? You were flatter with an outline?
Yes.
Okay,
because
I was going to say the risk with a fully scripted podcast, and I've got one for work, and I've got a webinar series that's coming up that is scripted, but we try, the risk is it makes it sound like you're reading to them. And it's really, I think it's a learned skill to read something from the screen and make it sound as if it wasn't read.
Oh, what, yeah, now I will say that it didn't sound like it was reading. It didn't sound like me reading. I mean, if I were, like, for example, if I go into, if I were to go into free speech versus slander,
right?
And if I were to, you know, did I do my my business podcast, any of my business podcasts, including the podcast that I did for the different social media positions that I've held in corporate America, I would never do this. I would never go, words can potentially at least get you in just as much trouble as music. The legal definition of slander is a verb form of defamation or spoken word that's falsely or negatively reflected on one's reputation. I didn't sound like that.
Right, right.
It was more like this. Words can potentially at least get you in just as much trouble as music. The legal definition of slander is a verbal form of defamation or spoken words that falsely and negatively reflect on one's reputation.
So my point there is, obviously there was two different versions of that. If you right. are going to script your podcast, read it, record it, and play it back and say, does this yeah. sound like a natural conversation that I would have if I were talking to somebody?
Sure.
That
sure.
One of the other podcasts that I listen to that I know, and you mentioned it, you said business podcast, is Manager Tools over at manager-tools.com. They've been going since 2005. They've also got Career Tools as a second podcast. All of those are 100% scripted, and you would never know it by listening only. If somebody didn't tell you, you would not know, because Mark and Mike and Wendy, they're pros at reading these, probably because they wrote them. And it also makes show notes easy. When you write the script, it's very easy to do it in your voice. Now, my problem is I go back and read and go, what did I write here? It doesn't make any sense.
Now, but again, going back to scripted podcasts, we actually have someone in our chat who has just recently started a podcast. And I wanted to ask them very quickly if their podcast is completely scripted from beginning to end, or is there room for improvisation? It's right. a brand new podcast called, if I remember correctly, Gotham Girls Radio. And Gotham Girls Radio is basically what happened when Harley Quinn, Catwoman, and Poison Ivy take over the talk show of Gotham City, and it becomes and they've had special guest voices come on, and I believe, if I remember correctly, in the casting, Gotham Girls Talk, half scripted, half improv.
Okay,
and again, it depends on the project. You know, mm-hmm. when I invited Chuck to come in and do Billabob Battings in the Case of the Pitcher's Pendant, he was not allowed to improv. He had lines. He had, you know, he that was a scripted thing. So if you're doing short stories, if you're doing that, there's no room for improv.
Right.
There's no room for spontaneity. But when you're doing a show, and even with Podcasting for Dummies, in the earlier episodes of Podcasting for Dummies, they were outlined. Some of the stuff might have been scripted just to make sure I got it right. But again, I was subdued to a point. I was focused. But now we're doing, for the first time, Chuck and I are now doing Podcasting for Dummies back and forth, like a riff podcast, like just two guys just talking about podcasting. And please do go. No, actually, since you are a sub, go on ahead and put the link in the chat. Feel free for Gotham Girls Talk. That'd be great. But yeah, it all depends on whether or not you're going to go script it, whether you script it, outline, or you just want to riff. It depends on also how well each of you know each other.
Well, and how comfortable you are with the content. I mean, when I launch something and it's new, I usually have the intro and the outro fully scripted, but I'll read it like you did the Dummies book, and I'll have it in my, you know, friendly voice. But I'll say, hey, welcome to, because I don't know what I want to say, and I definitely don't want to stumble right out of the gate with my intro.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, yeah. This is what I'm doing on this podcast. Thank you for joining me. And I will write that out. Now, after about four or five episodes, I've kind of got that down and I know what it's going to be.
Of course.
And I might find a certain catchphrase that I latch onto and go, okay, that's how I want to launch it now. I've got an interview coming up with somebody on Monday for work, and I put together the questions, and I will use those as guideposts as we go through this conversation. And I told her, I said, here's access to the document. I recommend you don't script it out so that it doesn't sound like you're reading your own answers and that you just put in some bullet points. These are just, you know, signposts that you can give yourself and say, hey, talk about what school you went to or what degree did you get or, you know, that kind of thing. So we can keep the conversation moving and it allows for that improv, which I really, really want in an audio interview, which we'll be talking about interviews on the next episode. But
on the next episode, I was just going to say, let's not go too deep into that because we've got to talk about that.
So there's this mix. There really is. Also on Tuesday, I'm an MC for one of our internal conventions or called Tech Summit, where we get a bunch of people together. I'm talking with a gentleman in a woman in she's in India. She should be in the UK right now, but unfortunately she went to India over the holidays and can't get home.
Oops.
And then a similar script with a guy in Australia for that evening, because we need a round the clock thing. We need two opening ceremonies, and we're basing them off of the Olympics. We scripted it out, but we left some room in there for improv. So when I say, hey, Peter, how are things down under? He's got his segment scripted, but it's never read the same twice. So it allows for some of that fun. And I can always stick in there, Peter, are the koalas on fire again this year? You know, that's not in the script, but we always have the script that we can come back to and go, I got to get ready for my next segment in your head. So it's a fun thing to try and do sometimes, and it will unlock some creativity. The challenge with not scripted material is the time. You've heard it if you're listening to this or you're watching live. T and I don't have a script. This is all, we're going off a couple of bullet points on what are we talking about in this chapter. And yeah, we try to keep it to 30 minutes and we can't. I'm sorry. We have to confess. We can't. It's usually closer to 40.
Yeah. And that goes back to the voice of the podcast. It goes back to finding your voice for the podcast. Can you cover everything in 10, 15 minutes? Sure you can. But if you're riffing with people, that might push to 30 minutes. That could be your target time.
And the more people, then, the longer it's going to take. It really is ridiculous. When we had people in the studio here at Technorama, if it was just me and Craig, we could get 6 news stories in. If it's me, Craig, Ben, Keith, Jack Mangan, it's count on 3 to 4 stories. One story per person.
And then if I get in there, you're lucky if you get to 2.
We don't have any stories.
Exactly. We're just riffing. I mean, my favorite story was when I went on a podcast called The Backseat Producers, and they challenged me to review after the first time I interviewed with them. Their show is usually an hour long. I went on the first time and I was on there for close on 3 hours. And I was like, guys, you know, I'm sorry. I didn't, you know, cause they just got me talking and movies are a passion of mine. Well, they released the episode, all three and a half hours of it. And they said it'll probably crash and nobody will listen to it. And it remained their top show. People could not get enough of that show. And he said, I remember Tony Mass said, I couldn't touch a word of it. Mm-hmm. And then about a year later, they invited me and Pip to come on. And Pip said, now T, we're not doing a 3.5 hour epic. I said, sure thing, honey. I'll go on ahead and keep it. We reached the hour mark. And I said, well, guys, we have to go. And Pip was like, no, wait. I have one more thing I have to say. We reached the 2 hour mark. I said, so we've been here for 2 hours. And I think we're done. Pip, no. There's one more thing I got to talk about with this.
Pip, my blood sugar's getting low.
And we were on that damn show with Pip for 3 hours. We get off. She looks at me and she goes, what just happened? And I went, honey.
That's when you know it's a good time.
So it is a good time. And I said, that's when you know you're having a good time.
It brings up another point, and this is something that I kind of thought of when I was talking about how many hosts and how many stories we can get in. You need somebody to be that traffic cop, that facilitator. Usually it's the person at the mixer or the producer. Craig and I share a lot of responsibilities, but I generally take on the mantle of, it's time to move on to the next story or we're going to be here all day. It is
time to wrap up, boys.
It's a tough job to do because, you know, even my wife has said, you should have some more spontaneity. Let it go. I said, if we did that, we would have a 3-hour podcast. So it is, you got to kind of recognize when is it time to turn from topic A to topic B. And sometimes you can get in a clever segue and say, speaking of Firefly, you know, or sometimes you do what we do on the topic is Trek, and the segue has nothing to do with anything we were talking about.
Exactly.
Because that's the voice of the show.
And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Every voice has a very unique, every show has a very unique voice. Once you find yours, let it be.
Yeah.
And just enjoy it. And if you're enjoying it, that's the real trick too. If you're enjoying making the podcast, people will enjoy listening to it. And that is your segue, Chuck, to get us out of here.
All right, good. I was just looking at the outline going, there's so much more in this chapter we could talk about.
I know, but
we got a time.
I'm the timekeeper on this one, chat.
Done and done. All right. Thank you very much for joining us. If you want to join us live when we do these recordings, go over to twitch.tv/TheTMonster for the live stream and Q&A. We've got some wonderful people in there that are contributing to this conversation as we go along. You can find our website at podcastingfordummies.com. Okay, good. He's on the bell. Find our book anywhere you usually find your books, on Amazon or in a brick and mortar, that kind of thing. And call our voice line if you want to get in touch with us. 703-791-1701. I say that slowly so you can understand, and write it down if you happen to write it down. Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast, is protected by Creative Commons, non-commercial, no derivatives, share alike, United States 3.0 license. Find out more at creativecommons.org. For the T. Morris and myself,
as opposed to A. T. Morris,
real T. Morris has been banned.
Fake Twitter!
Remind you to pod on.